What's going on, guys? I hope all is well. Happy Titan Talk Tuesday to everybody out there. Looks like we're getting all live on all the other platforms, and then we're all set to go. So, with no further ado, welcome to Titan Talk Tuesday with me, John, CEO and founder of Titan Medical Center. I'm here to do a Q&A with you guys, talk about some different things that we got going on at Titan Medical Center, and answer anything you guys really want to answer, or I guess you have questions with, I can answer for you guys. So, big shout out, Black Brit, what's going on? Adam, how you doing? Arlene, Kaji Gus, Javier, what's going on? I got 10 others I can't see. Juan of Tampa, Jay Rocks, IWB Pro, Eric Hernandez, Jason Lopez, El Gunny, Mary, what's going on? Aldo, how you doing? And Mayo Thought and Bella, what's going on TikTok? And everybody joining me on TikTok, what's going on? I got a great show for you guys. And we got some good stuff. What's going on, Alex? How you doing? All right, so right now, so you guys know right away, right off the bat, I want to tell you guys to take advantage of it. We have a blood work special going on for both males and females. Whether you're a new patient, an old patient, male, female, we got you covered. Nationwide blood testing, and I'm not just talking about regular tests. I'm talking about full in-depth testing to see what's really going on inside the body. Not just liver, kidneys, and your cholesterol. We'll look at blood cell counts, guys, PSAs, right, for their prostates. We want to look at full thyroid plans, TSH, T3, T4. We want to look at free and total testosterone ranges, progesterone, estrogen ranges, IGF-1, which is growth hormone ranges, B12 ranges, and everything. Everything for you guys, all bundled up real nice, real sweet, in a beautiful package for you guys as far as with the price. $130 for males and $200 for females. And the first question I get is, hey, why are females $200 and guys $130? Well, there's a really good answer for that. There's more tests on the female panels. There's two more hormone tests on the female panels than the male panel. We want to look at a couple different things like total estrogens, and we don't need to run that on a guy. We run estradiol. And another one, DHEA, we run that on a girl. We can run that on guys, but usually that's not a problem. All right, so at that point, you guys can call or text for the blood work special. Just say, hey, listen, I want to take advantage of this blood work special. We'll get some information from you. We get payment. We send you the slip. You go into the lab. We get the results in 3 to 4 business days, expedited. And we get right back to you guys to give you the results and give you the option, if there's something wrong or something you want to talk to with the provider, to be able to get on a telemedicine visit, a video conference recorded visit with the provider. And I'm not talking about like 5 or 10 minutes. You'll get 30 to 45 minutes to talk to the provider about anything you want to talk about that's going on the blood work, that's going on your new patient paperwork, or something you're trying to achieve goal-wise, whether it's health, fitness, mental clarity, better in the bedroom performance. All this good stuff is underneath one thing where you can really take advantage of it. And bring your questions on. Ricardo, how you doing? John said, yo, I spotted you the other day in the McLaren on the Suncoast Parkway. Love it, bro. Thanks, John. I appreciate it. Yeah, I am driving around. Teresa's too with some of them. So at that point, like, we basically are on the street. We're driving. If you see us, say hi to us, honk at us, and we'll definitely give you a wave and say what's up. Slim Shady said, where does your lab, who does your labs in PA? So I've got a couple different places I do my labs at in PA. We have providers that are licensed in these different states. So at that point, we can send patients in states to get blood work. So there's a couple different ones. Give us a call. We'll set you up. But we can definitely set you up in PA, Rhode Island, New York, any of those different states out there. We can take care of you and make sure you're good to go. Brian Chaka, what's going on? Big Bully, what's up? Norm, Daniel, Race Industries, Glenn Fulton. Is it good for you? So blood work is definitely good for you, 100%. To know what's going on inside the body is a great thing to do. You know, there's a lot of people that I talk to, and it's mostly guys, who say, like, I haven't been to the doctor in 10 years. I haven't had a blood test in 10 years. I'm like, well, they think that's good. And I'm like, well, that's good that you haven't been sick, you haven't had to go to the emergency room, nothing bad has happened. But there could be things going wrong or going down or, you know, declining inside your body that you really don't know about that you might be getting some of these different symptoms from. And when they start talking to me, like, well, I don't have no different symptoms. So I'm great in the bedroom. Well, it's not just about bedroom performance. When we talk about hormones or things that could be wrong, it could be vitamin deficiencies like vitamin D. It could be testosterone deficiencies, estrogen problems, progesterone problems, growth hormone deficiencies or low levels. I mean, all kinds of things can be going on, and you might not even know it. You might be getting the symptoms of, hey, I'm tired all the time. I'm fatigued all the time. It takes me longer to recover than it used to when I work out now, and I don't know why. My body's not responding like it used to. I have foggy thinking. I can't think clearly anymore. Sleep patterns are messed up. All these different things have to do with what's going on inside the body, the process of going on. And at that point, you can fix a lot of these different things, but you have to know what's going wrong first to be able to fix it. Otherwise, you're going to be playing the guessing game. And who wants to play the guessing game, especially with their own body? Nobody should want to play the guessing game, especially when you have the tools right at your fingertips to be able to go out and be able to do this very inexpensively and without a problem. So it's the best thing for you guys to do. Jose, what's going on? Frank, what's going on? Ethereum, what's going on? How you guys doing? Dennis, what's up? Maria, what's up? Mike Gomez, what's going on? All right. I've been thinking about it lately. Is it good for bodybuilding? So is it good for bodybuilding to check blood work? Of course. Whatever sport you're in is definitely the good way to do it. For sure, 100%. Jay Jacobs in the house. H-Town, A-Brick, what's going on? So listen, guys. Jose, what's up? Any questions you guys have? Hormone replacement therapy, medical weight loss, vitamin amino acid injectable therapies, rejuvenation detox, libido enhancers, males and females, peptide therapies, blood work, and much, much more. Any of these things we can talk about, or if you have questions on maybe some of the different therapies we have, shoot them out to me and we will go over them 100%. So we were talking today, me and Mike were live today, and we were talking about some of the different things that he's doing peptide-wise. Mike was just in town this last week, and we spent 3 days where we had a good time, but we were shooting a lot of content and trying to go over some of the different things. And obviously, Mike had another consultation with a provider, which is like a second one. We went over his last blood work that he had, and we went over some different things that could possibly benefit Mike O'Hearn. And Mike does not take testosterone, so if you guys are out there like, he's a fake natty. I see the blood work for months and months and months. I haven't seen anything like that. Maybe he's been on for that long. I don't know. But at that point, he has been doing a lot of peptide therapies and our ECA Stack Plus and a couple other ones like Hercules Potion and NAD and glutathione. So at that point, he's been getting great results. So when we brought him in here, and you guys are going to get to see some of these different results that we got him to, was basically we got Mike down to last time he won Mr. Universe to that weight and to that shredded mark. I mean, the guy is shredded to a T right now. It's ridiculous. And he's actually doing the dry out again. I mean, he did it before he came down here. And he's like, listen, I'm just going to keep pushing this. So we're going to keep going, see what we can really do and how far we can really take it. All right. Just Daniel Mackle said, with tests, should I always take HCG? And the answer is yes. You're going to want to have some gonadal support, whether it's ATG or enclomiphene. These are probably going to be your best routes, not Clomid, but enclomiphene. But ATG is a good one too. And ATG, I think, you know, works really well as far as that goes. It's going to, one, help out your test therapy as far as your natural production is not going to get shut off. Your testicles are not going to shrink. You're not going to have low semen production. You're going to have good libido effect for sure and a better sense of well-being. So there's no negative with this, and you should take tests and ACG together. That's how we would do it, and we would do it some add-back therapy, like I said, in clomiphene or ACG. And then you're going to want to look at maybe an aromatized inhibitor too as well, especially if you are taking ACG along with testosterone. This could help aromatize even more, and you want to make sure that you've got everything dialed in, all those hormones. You know, it's not just one thing we want to just boost up. We want to make sure we're boosting things up, but we're dialing things in and balancing things out. And that is what is key, and that is definitely why we want to do blood work. We want to follow up with blood work too. And once you follow up with blood work and your numbers are dialed in and you're taking your medication consistently, that's when the magic really happens. You're going to feel great consistently. All the energy, all libido effect, mental clarity, body's responding, all these great things, sense of confidence back. You know, that's one thing a lot of people lose too, and they don't even know it, is when they have low T or something of that, of a hormone deficiency, then at that point, like, their self-confidence leaves them. And even their motivation to want to do things leaves them. And then depression sinks in and all these negative things start happening. So it's really, really key to be able to look at some of these different things inside the body to make sure, hey, listen, everything's all right. And you have that peace of mind. Everything's all right. Or, listen, this was wrong. Maybe I need to fix this. And let's get this fixed. So it's really up to you guys. ZZMed on TikTok asks, isn't clomiphene better than ACG? So, you know, the way that it works a little bit better as far as on paper. Do I think it's better than ACG? Jury's still out on that one, I think. I think ACG works really well. But clomiphene comes in a capsule. So at that point, you know, it's easier to take because ACG, if you do take it along with you on trips and such, you have to keep it refrigerated once it's reconstituted. So at that point, clomiphene might be a better choice as far as that goes. But you could always have clomiphene and ACG. So if you need to travel, you could always have the clomiphene. But if you're at home, you could take the ACG and you'd be straight. So at that point, that would be the, you know, the difference between the two. But they both work very well. I think ACG might work a little bit better. I'm just being honest with you. All right. Why does it take so long to fill TRT? Been on 50 milligrams twice a week, 100 milligrams total. This is my second week. That's a really low dose. I'm glad you're splitting the dose because that is giving you more of an even keel. But 100 milligrams a week is not going to bring you where you want to go. 100 milligrams is probably going to bring you up to like 500, 600, right? And this is like right in that sweet spot reference range where, you know, it's like, it's okay, you know, but it's not really good and you're not really going to feel good. If you have to take testosterone, right, it should at least be, I mean, you know, 150 to 200 milligrams a week. You know, some people need 300 milligrams a week, but I don't think everybody needs that. But some people do. And at the 150, 200 mark, you're going to feel a lot better. The numbers are going to get to 800, 900, and you're going to feel like that. That's exactly what it's going to do. So the other thing is that I'd give it one more week, but at 50 milligrams twice a week, 100 milligrams, patients that go on that with us, because there are patients that I don't want to start like at that number. I want to start low, low. So our providers, we definitely listen to our patients, but listen, this is really not going to help as much as we want it to, but this will get you started, and hopefully this will get you some symptom relief. And then when they start, like, oh, well, you know, I'm not feeling as good as I thought I was, or I thought I would. And at that point, we're like, all right, listen, let's bump you up. Let's get you dialed in. Let's make sure the aromatized inhibitor is dialed in too as well, and make sure all the levels are set. And then what we can do is retest in like 2-3 weeks, just retest free and total testosterone and estradiol range and see where you're at. Make sure you're dialed in and then just take your medication consistently and you'll be at the same levels all the time. And that's really what it's about, being consistent. If you can be consistent with your injections, you'll be straight all the way around. Why does it take time to feel it? Does it have to do with androgen receptors or do they feel it quick? So testosterone usually, all right, it's in an ester. So the esters are propionate, cypionate, and enanthate. Propionate is fast acting, in the body, out of the body, in the body within 24 hours, out of the body within 48. Then you talk about cypionate and enanthate. These are longer acting esters. That means, the ester means when it releases in the body, right? So with those, you're talking about 3 to 7 days, 7 to 11 days. So it's going to take a little bit longer for them to get in the body and kick in per se. So if you're on cypionate, right, that's the most commonly used testosterone prescribed out there. And it usually takes about 3 to 5 days for it to get in your system and to release. And at that point, you should start getting some of the symptom relief from that. But like I said, your levels might not be as high as you need them to be to really feel that big difference. You might feel a little bit better, but you might not feel as good as you want to. And that's really where you got to look at, hey, listen, and you got to talk to the provider and say, listen, this is not really working for me. I'm not really getting the benefits. And you're injecting, right? And if you're having to inject a medication like this, you want to get the full out of it that you can. So that's kind of where, you know, you really need to talk to them. And if they are not willing to help, then you might need to look for a different provider. We are here for you guys nationwide if you guys need somebody else to take care of your regimen, to get you straightened out, dialed in, and ready to go. So tightness here. For most cost-effective for sure, more cost-effective for sure, can you take clomiphene twice a week instead of daily at 25 milligrams? You can, but you know, when you start looking at, listen, am I getting the side effect of shrinkage of the testes and all that, then that's when we need to look at, you might need the 25 milligrams. You might need it more than twice a week. There's some patients that get away with twice a week. There's some that do it every other day. There's some that do it every day. I'm one of those guys that takes it every single day. That's how it works for me, and it works very well as far as that goes. I'm consistent as far as how I feel energy-wise. I'm able to train. Mental clarity's there. I'm rocking and rolling all day long, and then some, right? So, you know, it really does matter as far as that goes. How long should I wait before changing protocols? Is 4 weeks enough? I'm with Titan. Love you guys. You're with Titan and you're only 100 milligrams? 4 weeks is definitely enough. They might tell you it takes about 1 to 2 months. No. I want you to text in the number and I want you to tell them truly how you feel and what's going on. That is the biggest thing I tell anybody that's with Titan Medical Center. When they call you, right, and they should be calling you or contacting you every 28 days to check up on you. Hey, how's the regimen going? Are you getting any negative side effects? How you feeling and all that? This is where you need to be honest with the staff and tell them, hey, listen, I'm not feeling that good. I think I can feel better. What do we need to do here? You know, should we bump it up a little bit? And at that point, we can definitely help. You were worried about being a hyper responder? That's understandable. Listen, there's some, you know, there's some caution with people that maybe have not done this before. And there's a lot of myths and negative information out there that's not even real as far as true. It's not even true, I guess, as far as that goes. So I understand that. But at this point, you need to talk to the staff and you need to let them know. And you can let them know now, right? Say, listen, I've been on this 2 weeks. I'm really not feeling that good. They might say, hey, listen, let's stick it out for the four. Let's see how it goes. Because it might take, you know, 2 weeks, whatever. But at that point, if it's not in 4 weeks, like when your next refill per se, you tell them. And then you tell me what's going on, right? So conservative, can a person go from 100 milligrams to 140 milligrams? Absolutely. And honestly, I would probably go to at least 150 milligrams, okay? At that point, it's a little bit easier as far as the breakdown. You'll be getting 75 milligrams on one day, 75 milligrams the next. And then try it and see where it's at. Now, the important thing is we need to make sure your aromatized inhibitor is dialed in with this dose too. So this can take, if we're going to play it like this, it can take a little bit of dialing in, conversation and communication. When you start this program, if there's any negative things that you start feeling, then we need to know right away. You call or text us right away. We're going to tell you, hey, listen, do this, do this, do this. And listen, if you're not getting the response you like or something's up or whatever it is, you come on my live and you talk to me. And at that point, I'll start talking to the staff and see what's going on behind the scenes and the provider if I need to. Don't abuse that, guys, but I will help you guys 100%. I'm an advocate for all of our patients. I want all of our patients to feel good, look good, and perform their best. I want them to improve their quality of life, and that's what we're here for. We're here for you guys, and we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys. So at that point, I want to make sure everybody's taken care of. But yeah, I would go from 100 to 150 milligrams. Obviously, the provider will have to approve that. I'm not the provider, so I'm not telling you. That's what you're going to go on, but that would probably be the best thing to do. Do you guys hire phlebotomists? Absolutely. We're hiring right now, actually. Are you in the area? Are you looking for a job? Then I would definitely apply because we are definitely looking for phlebotomist, nurse, or medical assistant. Definitely 100%. On the website, titanmedicalcenter.com, you can go there and there's like a jobs and career tab and you can actually apply right there. So I would do that ASAP because we've been calling resumes for the last couple of days and we've been getting people in here. So, you know, don't miss out on the chance to possibly become part of the Titan Medical Center team internally to help everybody else out there, please. All right. You're welcome. You're welcome, Post. You're welcome. Post says, sipping it takes a few weeks to work, seems like, so I'll give it the 4 weeks and see what happens. You can do the 4 weeks, but when they call you, before you do your refill, you tell them how you feel, honestly. If you start feeling better, like, hey, you know, everything's starting to kick in now, I think I'm feeling all right. If it's not, listen, let's not mess around. After 4 weeks, like, let's go. Let's change things up if we need to, tweak things up, dial it in from that point, and let's see how you feel. If we have to give it another month, maybe at 150, and say, hey, listen, this is working for me, this is not working for me, we can do that. I know this. If it gets to 200 milligrams, you're not going to have any complaints, for sure, 100%. But you want to definitely be, if you want to be more cautious and more conservative, there's nothing wrong with that. We don't pressure anybody to do a certain dose or anything like that. We want people to be comfortable with their medication, be comfortable with their regimen, and be able to do it and get the good result and feel good like they should, okay? What's going on, Mr. Brian, Josh, Jay Shope, the only Cuban, Biokaya, what's going on? Full-time 24/7 said, what about someone with high blood pressure and high sugars? Is this for HRT full-time 24/7? With high blood pressure and high sugars. We really want to get these things under control, right? And honestly, you should be going to a primary care looking at some of these things. If you know you have high blood pressure, then are you on some blood pressure medications? If not, we should probably look at that, right? And say, hey, listen, you might want to go to your family practitioner or somebody local to you that's watching your blood pressure. Because we can watch it, but we get like, we want you to do like a week of a log of your blood pressures morning, noon, and night and see what it is, right? That's the best way to really gauge, is my blood pressure high throughout the day? When is it high? And look at that. But if blood pressure is high like that, definitely want to get it fixed. High blood pressure can cause a whole bunch of problems from hypertension. It can cause kidney damage. And then with high sugars, that's even more. Both silent killers. That's what they call them. When you have diabetes and you have high blood pressure, those are both silent killers. They will start attacking the body. One with high sugars and glucose in the blood and a lot of glucose and a high hemoglobin A1C, you're talking about cellular deterioration. That means your body starts deteriorating. And at that point, that's why you see some of these diabetics losing toes, losing limbs, losing eyeballs, and possibly being terminal. As far as that goes, you can die if you keep up on that. I actually had somebody that I know personally that did. So I'm really cautious about that. And then obviously blood pressure, listen, you don't want to have a stroke or a heart attack. You don't want to have any of these different problems affecting the kidneys. Get those things fixed. But you can go on any of those treatments, you know, once those things are taken care of and they're getting managed properly, then you're good to go. Evan, how you doing? Lucas, how you doing? Jared, how you doing? BDB. Jose said, that's true. I'm a patient and I feel great waking up every morning, already energetic and ready to go since my levels went up. That's awesome. That's exactly how we want patients to feel. We want them to feel consistently good. And when you get these levels optimized and dialed in, you will feel better and you will wake up with energy. You'll have better sleep patterns. You will respond better body wise. Everything will start clicking again like it should. You know, that's all we're doing. We're just moving that clock back internally to your 20s, basically. Armantros, Keith, what's going on? Chris, what's going on? Refuse to live check by check or check to check, excuse me. Just Daniel Mackey. So I've been taking tests for over a year with no HCG. Can I jump on and bounce back? I'm worried now. Yes, you can jump on and bounce back. I know a lot of guys that, you know, were doing their own thing per se and managing their own medications. And at that point, there's a lot of those guys out there that were only taking testosterone. No aromatized inhibitor, no gonadal support like HCG or anything like that. No getting off, getting on, just straight test and that's it. And honestly, I've helped a lot of guys get pregnant once they decide, hey, listen, I want to do this the right way. And once they started doing it the right way, everything started bouncing back. Their semen levels and semen analysis came back good. The atrophy of the testicles went away. So at that point, you know, that would be the best thing. It's never too late. Do it. I had one guy who was in his late 40s and been on testosterone by itself with a couple other black market components for over 20-something years straight. And he finally got married to a young wife, and she wanted to have kids. He wanted to have kids, but he was like, there's no way I can have kids. And that's when I went with him, and I said, listen, we're definitely going to help you get her pregnant. Don't worry. And we were for probably about, I'd say 4 or 5 months. His name is Jeff Bahar, and I'm sure he doesn't mind me talking about this because it was a blessing to him. And he's got 2 kids now. He's got me beat. I only have one, and I had my kid when I was 28 years old, and I'm 43. So everybody around me has more kids than me, and I had my kid way before everybody else. It's just funny how that works, right? So don't worry about it. You'll be good. Dr. Sam, how you doing? Jade, how you doing? Billy, how you doing? One of my dreams is, Jose said, one of my dreams is to work for Titan Medical Center. Man, that's awesome. That's definitely a compliment to us. I mean, like I said, Jose, might be a time. It might happen. You never know. Never know what's going to happen. People, Dad, what's going on? Bori, Zombie, Mark, People Dad said, do you like enclomethrin or HCG? That's the second question I've got like that from that. I like them both. Enclomethrin I like because it's in a capsule form. HCG I think works very well too as well. I like them both. I mean, I'm taking enclomethrin right now, but I like to switch back to HCG every so often. I just mix it up. I've been doing HRT for almost 12 years now. So at that point, like majority of my time, I was on HCG. And then like the last, I would say 2 years, 2.5 years, I've been on enclomethrin. But I have switched back, you know, the last couple months to HCG and back and forth just to see, is it a big difference, right? Because I can usually tell. And I like to be patient zero as far as that goes. And I like to try all these things just to give my honest opinion and response to you guys. So you guys can, I can say, you know, confidently, like, this is how it affected me. Or this one was better when I got off this one, or was better all the way around. All right. Daniel, what's going on? How you doing? Chatty Cathy, what's going on? Flavio, how's going on? DeSullivan, Revolution Apparel, what's going on? How you doing? Rob Perry, Hank NYC, Roland, and then People Dad said, Mayhem is a great brand ambassador for you guys. Chris is awesome. I like Chris a lot. And Chris has definitely been through some bad accidents and came back. So he knows the comeback is always better than the setback, for sure, 100%. All right, so Paul says, why does it take time to kick in? What's the science behind it? So the science behind it is the ester. So the ester, like I said, is when the testosterone releases into the bloodstream, as far as that goes. I mean, it gets injected, right? But the ester releases it. So within 3 to 5 days, that's when it releases. That's the science behind it, why it takes a little bit longer. Now, there's one way to get around that, too, is that if you're on testosterone replacement therapy with us, right? And I know our girls probably don't talk about this, or the staff, excuse me, but there's something else you can do. So we do have troches that are 20 milligrams troches, and we can offer this up as, you know, for a, like a pre-workout for a patient or that, where they can get this alongside their injectable. And this is an oral sublingual square. And what it is it's a micronized testosterone. And micronized testosterone is not an ester. Micronized testosterone releases immediately, okay? So that would probably give you a bump immediately if you needed to get by and wanted to feel better and you wanted to kick in right away. That would be the way to do it, 100%. Jay Slater said, one of the best companies to deal with. I've dealt with Titan for many, many years now. Thank you. I appreciate that so much. We like things to be easy. We're very transparent about things. We like to treat patients like family and make sure that we give them the best experience possible. And a lot of people, they might get complacent with that. Like, they might think, oh, this is normal, right? And I've had some people leave and they go to somewhere else. And at that point, they deal with those other companies out there and they come running back. And they're like, John, like, listen, I'm sorry. I thought the grass was green on the other side, was greener, I should say. And those pastures aren't greener. And that's why I'm back. The service is superior at Titan Medical Center. And we have a hell of a lot more cutting edge therapies than anybody out there. And we're not making people sign up for 3 to 6 months of medication. I mean, at one time. That's ridiculous. And it's happening to a lot more people out there than I ever thought it would be. So if it's happening to you, you don't have to be in that boat. And Titan will take care of you for sure, 100%. All right, what do we got here? YG Lee in the house, what's going on? Gabatina, what's going on? I'm pissed I failed my math GED test today. Maybe if I would have got more sleep, I would have passed it. Maybe so, YG Lee. Don't worry. Listen, don't worry. All right? Everybody has tripped up in their life, right, and fallen down. And like I said, the comeback is always better than the setback. This is just something to motivate you even more to want to pass this. Studying harder, getting more sleep, really getting it down, getting the material down. Whatever it is, guys, put that 110% effort. And listen, if you fail one time, two times, three times, it's going to happen. I mean, look at even entrepreneurs. You don't understand how many people told me that my business was going to fail. Everybody, parents, doctors, friends, I mean, everybody told me Titan Medical Center would not be anything. Nobody would inject themselves. Nobody's going to do testosterone except for bodybuilders. And they're going to have heart attacks and roid rage. And we're going to get shut down. And we're legal drug dealers. Like crazy off-the-wall stuff. And at that point, use that as motivation for yourself to do it. Give it that, get that fire in your belly, dude, and just put all you can into it. And I guarantee you're going to pass that GED test and you're going to do or accomplish any goal you set your mind to. The only person that restricts you from doing it is you. That's it. People can tell you all day, like, oh, you can't do it. Oh, you're nothing. It is what, like, for real? Like, if I listen to people, Titan would never be around. If Elon Musk listened to people, Tesla wouldn't be around, right? I mean, these are things that people tell you're crazy. This is never going to happen. It's not going to, because they didn't think of it or nobody thought of it before you did. But that's how breakthrough ideas happen or breakthrough things happen. It happens because somebody has this grand gesture of, I think this is going to work, or I really like this and really want to put this out there. And because somebody else didn't think of it, well, it's never going to work. Some rich guy thought of it or didn't think of it, it's not going to work. No, sorry. Don't even take that. Don't take that. Run your own thing and go. McDrop Froggy Face said, HCG is the best because you're not taking enough. I'm at 250 milligrams. When I'm not cycling, I cruise at 250. All right. 50 milligrams is low enough perhaps to cancel your natural testosterone production. You do have a point there, 100%. How's this guy live answering questions on a live, and he's answering questions, yet I'm the only one typing. Oh, looks sort of weird. So I didn't get to go on YouTube yet. This is the first time that I'm addressing YouTube. I'm on 3 or 4 different platforms addressing questions. So I'm not typing. I'm sorry, but I am giving these answers. So you do have a point there that 50 milligrams is low enough to cancel out your natural testosterone. Well, this guy already has OT. So we want to make sure his levels get up. So the dosage, like I already said, should be probably increased, okay? And he's going to talk to the provider here at Titan and get that upped, and hopefully that will feel better for him. All right. Right, Gauda, love from India. Big shout out to India and everybody out there. Thank you guys for tuning in. All right, and then what do we got here? Is Semerlin safe for liver and kidneys? Pedro Herman. Yes, Semerlin is very safe for your body in general. You know, all the GHRHs out there are very safe for liver and kidneys. Usually when you're taking injectables, you don't have those problems with passing through the liver. So there's no stress on it per se like that. But yeah, so you're fine with Semerlin. You're fine with any GHRH. Test Semerlin, CJC 1295 with Ipamrelin, MK677, and that's an oral, and you're still okay. All right? Chad, TRT almost 3 years now. Test went from 433 to 975. Never taken AI. Estradiol around 31. Need. So, no, I mean, listen, if you're at 975 and you've tested your estradiol and it's at 31, then 31's not crazy, right? 40 is like the line where it's like, all right, you're about to be over the edge. I like to see between 20 and 30. So if you're at 31, and listen, you know, the biggest thing to look at too is symptoms. Are you holding water? So are you round, you know, the muscles round, body? Is there a layer of water there? Is your face, you know, I call it tomato face, you know, as far as that goes. Bloated face. If that's happening, then you might need one. If you're having no negative symptoms, then I'm not going to say, hey, listen. But what I do tell people out there, don't wait for negative symptoms either, right? But if you've been on it for 3 years and you haven't had any problems, I'm not going to say, yeah, you need one. I mean, 99% of people that we see come through the clinic need an aromatized inhibitor. There is that 1% out there that might not. So I'm just being honest with you guys. I mean, majority of people do. Like, I take 1 milligram of anastrozole 3 times a week. I take 300 milligrams of testosterone per week, and I split it 150 and 150. So at that point, like, I need it. Most of the people need it out there. But like I said, if you're in that 1%, then it is what it is. I feel that by 1 point, you're so close. Dude, don't even worry about this. You're going to go in and kill it next time. I promise you. Just made me feel hella. I promise you, bro. Don't let that get you down. You'll be fine. And you're going to pass this test, and you're going to come back, and we're going to celebrate for sure. All right, Fire Chick, how you doing? Resulting Gains, how you doing? Pastor Robert, how you doing? Eric No Limit, Jude Meyer. Jude Meyer said, what blood tests can be taken to check how your body is doing on peptides? So there really isn't, Judy. All right, when we start talking about peptides, now it depends on what peptides you're talking about, because there are some blood tests that can be taken to show you if the peptide's working or not. GHRH peptides, growth hormone releasing hormone peptides, is something that you can look at through a blood test. So through IGF-1 levels, we would see these IGF-1 levels usually raised when you're taking these GHRH peptides. BBC and TB500, not so much. MK, yes, that's a GHRH. Tesamorelin, obviously. I'm trying to think of the other ones. Thymosin alpha 1, you're not going to see anything on blood work that's going to say, listen, this is working per se. I'm trying to think. GHKCU, you're not going to see anything like that. I would say the majority of ones that you're going to be able to look at through a blood test is going to be a GHRH peptide. But all the rest of them, probably not. Okay? Is there something going on that you're kind of worried about, Judy? Or do you just want to know, hey, listen, is this working or not? Anthony, what's going on? D. Silvers, what's going on? Revolution Apparel Inc. said, ever consider just providing prescriptions for things like tests or semaglutide so insurance could be used to help cover the cost? So, totally understand where you're coming from on this. The problem is that if you get the prescription for this, then it could be kicked back and they want diagnosis codes from us for this. And at that point, we don't produce any diagnosis codes and that's it. So it's not a half in and a half out scenario. You got to be one way. You can't do one and, oh, I'm going to charge insurance for this and then this I'm going to do out of pocket. So I do understand where you're coming from on that. I've looked at the model to do that, and it's just really not viable. It's just not, as far as, you know, as what the insurance companies want or diagnosis codes, anything like that. So that's the only thing that would be the kind of crazy thing. And insurance might not cover it at that point too. So if we don't produce those diagnosis codes for an insurance company, then they might not do it. There are some places where you could probably pass it through without any problems. So, you know, I'd be very straightforward and honest with you on that. But it's just, it's not good all the way around. All right, so Chad said, holding some water but not really symptoms, little puffy. So this is a symptom. If you're a little puffy like that, then you might want to look at an aromatized inhibitor. Because you don't want to be. You should be able to be lean and not be puffy and taking testosterone. Anybody that says different is telling you a line. And they're maybe not taking an aromatized inhibitor themselves. So at that point, if you take an aromatized inhibitor, and you might not need that much, right? But, you know, maybe if you take, you know, and I'm not telling you what to take, but I'm saying, for example, if it was like maybe 0.25 of a 1 milligram tablet, and we do those for patients, you know, that might be enough, you know, once, maybe twice a week, tops. And at that point, you wouldn't have this at all. Like, you would be, you know, dialed in. You could get death phase if you want to. If you really want to do a whole bunch of cardio and bring in the emancipated phase, you could do that without worrying about being puffy. And you don't want the layer of water. You don't want to be puffy. I mean, even when you take your shirt off and stuff like that, like, you want more defined, more dry muscle, right? Not watery looking, not round looking, and definitely not puffy for sure, 100%. That's like one of the red flags that I would say. If I see people with puffy faces and they look round, I'm like, all right, you're on test or some other anabolic, but you're not taking an aromatized inhibitor or something's going on. Like, I can literally tell right out. I can look at people now and be like, all right, boom, 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 and just pick it apart. And some people, they were like, no way. And I start doing it to them, like, oh, man, like, whoa. And they start listening, you know. Gabriel, how you doing? KS1, snake bite, bullets, what's going on? YG Lee, is it possible to work out and get gains without getting proper sleep? It's hard. It's hard because, you know, sleep is, I think, one thing that is put on the back burner for a lot of people, including myself, okay? Just recently, I've been trying to make my sleep schedule even better, to go to sleep earlier. Usually, I'm not going to sleep till like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, and then I'm waking up at 6 o'clock, 5:30, 6:30 if I'm lucky. And I'm up going, but it's usually at latest 6 o'clock in the morning because I'm waking my son up for school, and I'm getting him all set, making sure he's all set, and then I start getting to my work because I can't go back to sleep at that point. So I'm working, getting my emails done, checking social media, going through all that stuff, and then I'm just out for the day. So You can get gains, but it's hard. You'll get better gains if you do get proper sleep. Let's put it that way. You'll get more benefit, and not just gains. I mean, even your thinking, right? Clarity, mental clarity will be a lot better if you get sleep. If you don't, mental clarity starts going down the tubes. That's why when you see somebody that stayed up all night, it's like they're like zombified, right? It's because they haven't got enough sleep, and everything is slacking, per se, in the body because it hasn't got what it really needs. And when we talk about, let's say you go work out real hard the day before and you're not sleeping, like your muscles are broken down, the fibers are broken down. The only way to repair these things is through revitalization of the body, and that is the main, sleep is the main driver of that. And sleep is the big thing that where you're going to get more gains, growth hormones released. I mean, all these different things happen during sleep. So I would try to prioritize sleep as much as possible. You know, I was actually, I'm going to do a video on this too. And I guess I'll just bring it up to you guys. So I love going by the old sayings. All those old sayings you learned as a kid are all true. They're all true. You don't want to think they're true when you're a kid. Like, whatever. But this is a saying that I used to say a lot. It was, I'll sleep when I die. Right? Because I'm a hard worker. I have a great work ethic. And man, when I get focused on work, I don't stop. Whatever the mission is, I'm going to complete it. I won't eat. I won't sleep. I won't do anything. I'm just focused on the task at hand and working to achieve that. But that is an ignorant statement. And I was ignorant when even thinking of it. That means uneducated in the situation. Because I knew sleep was valuable. But you know what? I didn't really prioritize it, or I wasn't giving it the love that it should. So at that point, if you say you'll sleep when you die, take that comment back. Get proper sleep because, you know, when you don't get proper sleep, like in future, if you keep going like that, neurodegenerative diseases happen to a lot more people at a higher risk level. So that means Alzheimer's, dementia, these things you'll be at a higher risk in that category to get that if you don't get proper sleep. So this is just something that you need to look at, all right? Judy Meyer, by the way, to check on if my body is affected negatively. I'm good though. All right, so Judy, so if you want to check if it, yeah, blood testing, for sure. If you do an in-depth blood test to us, we can say, listen, liver looks good, kidneys look good, blood cell count looks good, thyroid looks good, you know, all these different things. If you're taking IGF-1 or testosterone or something, your IGF-1 levels look good. So yes, blood testing can definitely tell you if like vital organs and everything's in order, that we would do in the in-depth blood test. We could see, listen, something's negatively affecting this, something is not. Most of the time, you're not going to get any negative effect, especially from peptides. All right. Tara Saruza, what's going on? Said Jordan, John, how you doing? Vince, what's going on? Tony, what's going on? Judy Myron, do you hear people on semaglutide with crepey skin after weight loss? I lost about 20, but slowly. So no, so I think the big thing, Judy, is you know, when people start getting on semaglutide and tirzepatide and stuff like that, specifically semaglutide, let's talk about that one. So, you know, Ozempic is the main commercial product for semaglutide. And you heard these statements coming out like Ozempic face, Ozempic butt, Ozempic body. And now what's happening is oh, Machine Gunka, what's going on, brother? I hope all is well. Hope everything is good with the family, the kids. So when they were taking this weight loss, with this type 2 diabetes medication, weight loss medication, what was happening is these people weren't working out or doing anything like that, and they were losing weight dramatically fast. And when you lose weight fast, and I don't care if it's like that or you have the sleeve or something, it's the stomach bypass, and you lose a lot of weight really quickly, what happens? Your elasticity in your skin might not be as good, and you have hangy skin. You have hangy skin on your face. You have hangy butt skin that's hanging down. So at that point, like, you know, the main thing to do is would be to start doing an exercise program. But no, crepey skin, usually you don't get that unless you have a lot of weight to lose. If you lost it slowly, the 20 but slowly, usually the skin elasticity will work with that. So at that point, hopefully that's what's going on with you, and hopefully everything's good there. So, Jordan, everything is good, brother. I hope all is well with you. Camilo, Jaquan, what's going on? And Rob, Gas Gas, Nicholas, Christopher, what's going on? Angel, what's going on? John K. Lawler, hi. What would you recommend to help me heal a total shoulder replacement? John, this is great. All right, so BPC 157, TB 500, and maybe some IGF-1. But BPC and TB guaranteed. That's for sure. That's what I would do. And that's what I will do. So right now I have arthritis and I'm bone on bone in my right shoulder. I had a slap tear 2 years ago. Totally healed from BPC and TV 500. I've always had the shoulder problems. And at this point, when I went in for this MRI about a month ago, the orthopedic was like, listen, you need a total shoulder replacement. I'm like, for real? And I'm 43. He's like, I don't want to do this to you till like 53, 54. Because, you know, they only last, I think, like 20 years or something. Like then you got to get replaced. But at that point, like, I'm like, okay. So, you know, I've had to do some different things. But BPC and TV 500 have kept me going. And that would help anybody if you're getting a surgery done, you have an injury, acute or chronic. I would definitely get BPC 157, TB 500. And those are the best healing peptides on the market, John, for sure, 100%. All right, all right. Joe, I love the questions, guys. Thank you, guys, coming at me. Joda, what's going on? Shane, how you doing? Jenna Boo, what's going on? So Jordan said, sleep is not good only for gains. It helps you through the day to function better. Absolutely. Well, I was talking about even mental clarity, right? Energy, I mean, everything is attached to sleep. So definitely make sleep more of a priority if you're not getting enough and try to help your sleep schedule. Adam, how you doing? YG Lee said, I most definitely had brain fog before I fixed my sleep schedule and started taking NAD. Well, NAD is definitely going to help for sure. But definitely want to get that sleep. And if you have proper sleep and use NAD, that should be even better for you. All right. Romeo, what's going on? Gabriel at PRN, what's going on? Hope all is well done in Miami. Making bowls, me tea, what's going on? Jaquan, I've learned that sleep is even better when you have a stressful partner who doesn't want a healthy lifestyle. Sleep more and fake depression. I have learned that sleep is even better when you have a stressful partner who doesn't want a healthy lifestyle. Sleep more and fake depression. Definitely sleep more. And hopefully you can turn the partner around to get into a healthy lifestyle. Because you don't want that, right? And stress is a big thing too. If you're stressed out all the time, that is a negative thing that can impact your health as well. So try to get that partner feeling better, right? Not so stressful, and maybe that will help their sleep patterns too. Judy Meyer, I'm in the gym lifting heavy and fit. My skin is crappy. Your skin is crappy. Okay. Is it loose or does it look a certain way? That's my next question for you. Angie, and Triben, what's going on? Said Jordan, doing well. Rob, how you doing? Be Bryant, Muscle Fix Rock. Said Jordan said KPV. That could be possible. You know what? Now he's saying that. A good one for you, Judy, for the skin specifically, would be GHKCU. GHKCU is a copper peptide. And this can actually remodel the skin. Pretty cool, right? Remodel, resurface the skin. So it can actually change the way the skin looks, improving collagen and stuff like that. So wrinkles going away, like all these different things. So that could possibly be a good fix for you. John, you're welcome. Mama Lee, fresh, what's going on? Judy Meyer, do I have to come in for a consultation? So no. You would do it via video conference if you needed to. If you're already a patient, then all you have to do is just order. But you'd fill out the new patient paperwork. If not, you'd see our medical provider via video conference. These medications can get shipped directly from the pharmacy, directly to your location. Okay. Tyler, how you doing? And Famous Cisco, what's going on? Infamous Cisco. All right. So Jose said NAD plus is really helpful. I'm loving it. It's definitely, definitely a good one. A great one, I should say. Not even just a good one. I mean, for mental clarity, getting rid of free radicals in the body, helping protecting DNA, helping heal the body on the cellular level. I mean, there's a lot of great things about NAD, man. It's one of the best out there. Sebron, what's going on? YG Lee, have you ever heard of oral testosterone? Absolutely. Absolutely. So we have oral testosterone. We have a sublingual testosterone too as well. So that's what you're looking for. Judy Meyer said, not loose, just looking crappy. All right. So that's when we want to look at GHKCU then. If it's not looking good, then we want to remodel, resurface it, right? And that could be a great benefit from GHKCU for you, okay? Dallas Long, what's going on? Dana Boone, GHK copper. Yep, that's the peptide. Thanks. Topical or injection? So we have both, actually. You can do a topical or injection. I like doing the injection. But if topical is your thing, you can do that too. Injection will affect the whole entire body, where topical is going to be more site directed and specific. 10 minutes left. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate that. All right. I got great questions here. Jim Gang Bang, what's up, brother? Hope all is well. Leonis, what's going on? Josh, what's going on? Keith Fisher, what's up? All right, next one. SM said, thoughts on IGF-1R3 for a cut? IGF-1R3, insulin-like growth factor 1, LR3. It means longer lasting inside the body, right? Longer half-life. And yes, it's going to be great for a cut. And it's going to be great to put on lean body mass. And more lean body mass and muscle you got, the faster and more fat you're going to burn. So this is definitely a good way for sure, as far as to cut, to building body mass, boosting metabolism. I mean, it's going to be great all the way around. They're going to get a lot of benefits, anti-aging out of IGF-1R3. So definitely check that out for sure. Romeo. Hey, John, you might remember me. I worked at the chocolate store. I'm graduating college in 2 weeks with a health science degree and wonder if you had any open positions at the medical center. What's going on, man? So if anybody knows me, they know that I like chocolate. I don't get to eat as much as I used to, but there's two stores. Well, there was Godiva, but during the virus, all the Godiva stores closed down in the entire country. So no more Godiva unless it was online. I didn't want to order chocolate online and get delivered to the house. So there's a place in my mall. I go, and Romeo used to work there, or still works there, maybe, right? But at that point, he's graduated. I'll tell you what, Romeo, just apply online, and if we got a position for you, man, I'd be more than happy to try to help you out and get you in here. Topicals are for more spot treatments. That's what I was talking about. So if it's just arms, that's why I like the injectable, because it works all the way through and through. Because, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to hit one area. If you had one little thing on your arm, I could see. But if you're saying your arms, it's going to be a lot to be rubbing on if you're rubbing on your complete arm, legs, and all around the back or shoulder area, whatever it is. Conway Society, what's going on? YGE asked, and this is not a bad question. This might be a weird question, but I always wondered, does a dog make tests? So, yeah, dogs, male, female, both make testosterone. Same way us guys or girls do. So, male dogs, they have testicles. They create semen. They create testosterone with their testicles. For female dogs, they create it with their ovaries, just like females create with their ovaries. So at that point, dogs, just like us, most creatures out there are like us. But dogs in particular, absolutely. Jim Gang Bang, man, you got to let me know. You're going to come down to Tampa, bro. We got to get it in for sure. Lydia, how you doing? Mavi, how you doing? John Lawler said, is it true that using peptides makes cancer cells grow if they are in your body? So, there is some truth to this. Let's talk about this. I don't want to scare anybody, but we need to talk about possible side effects. So, when we take GHRH peptides, growth hormone-releasing hormone peptides, they are stimulating your pituitary to produce more growth hormone. Growth hormone increases cells. Good cells and bad cells. So if you have good cells, great. If you have bad cells, they're cancer cells, these can grow as well. They don't dictate whether it's a good cell or bad cell we're going to go after. They go after everything. That's why it's so important to be very honest with our medical providers. And if you're not coming to us, having the medical provider being very, very detailed about your medical history to make sure that they know everything that goes on in your health history and your family health history. Now, if you were adopted or anything like that, you might not know your family health history, but you know your health history, right? But if you know your family and stuff like that, you say, well, my dad had cancer, my mom had cancer, they put you a little higher risk for cancer then, right? If you say, oh, nobody had cancer in my family, then you're going to be good to go. So this is just something to really look at to really know, like, hey, listen. But there is a chance if you have bad cells in the body that it can grow those cells as well. I hope I explained that the best I possibly can. You want to avoid it for sure. If you've had cancer already, if you have cancer already, you will not get a GHRH peptide from Titan Medical Center. Just being honest. I don't care. If you had it 10 years ago, we will not even risk your health for that at all. There are clinics out there that don't care. They'll whatever you want to buy, go ahead. We will not do that. We will look at your medical history. We will look at your health history. And we will make sure that we are doing the best possible thing for your health to make sure this doesn't happen. Okay? Kelly, what's going on? So Jordan, good shout out there. I like it. Jay Greg, what's going on? Lydia said, hi, sir. What do you think about GHRP6? I think it's okay. It's another growth releasing hormone peptide. But it has to be, in my opinion, you'd have to like team it up with Semrelin or CJC. And I think there's a lot better items out there like CJC 1295 with Ipamorelin. Ipamorelin is way better than GHRP6 and GHRP2. I'm just being honest with you. So at that point, that's what I would look at. I think that's about it, guys. And it's definitely going to make you hungry for sure. I know Seth just said that too as well. All right, guys. I think I'm going to have to end the show because I'm up on my hour here. So I appreciate all you guys for coming on here. I hope I answered all your questions. I'm going to be here for you next Tuesday. All right. Dial in with you guys, answering your questions. So please, if you guys got questions, you can always DM me the questions and I'll read them on the live. Or just come join me live and ask right here live. Or if you have anything you guys want to comment on, if you're a patient, you have any issues, whatever it is, come to me. I'll make sure I take care of you guys. All right. So I appreciate you guys again. I'm John, CEO and founder of Titan Medical Center, and I will see you next Tuesday for Titan Talk Tuesdays with me, CEO and founder of Titan Medical Center. I love all you guys. Thank you so much for your support, and I'll see you next Tuesday.